The primary election is almost here. Vote centers will be open May 7th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Make your vote count. Visit vote.indy.gov for more information. This message was paid for by the Marion County Election Board.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk. I'm Bob Lovell. It's brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Got some basketball to talk about tonight. High school, college, NBA, we got it all. Plus a little racing, too. Right now, though, the star of our show, he hasn't been with us for a few days, and we're glad he's back. It's Network Indiana's Brendan King.
Coach, what's going on? Great to be back. Great to be with you, Landon, as well as Nathaniel, inside the IST studios this evening. Let's get right to it. The NCAA tournament just wrapping up in overtime, 14 versus 11, and NC State holds on against Oakland, beating the Grizzlies, the Cinderella that beat Kentucky in the first round. It's the Wolfpack, 79, and the Grizzlies, 73. NC State to the Sweet 16. Elsewhere going on right now, first half under four. 3-seed Illinois doubling up 11-seed Duquesne. Duquesne the win in the first round over BYU, but Illinois is taking it to them right now. Also at half, Rick Barnes's coaching fraternity. He's taking on his former Texas Longhorns as the number two Tennessee Volunteers on top of 7-seed Texas 28-19. One more game starts later tonight, 9:40, 11-seed Oregon and 3-seed Creighton. We'll get to the rest of the finals a little bit later. How about in the women's tournament as well? 2-seeded Notre Dame takes care of 15-seed Kent State. That's a final of 81-67. Plenty coming up tonight on IST.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Indiana Sports Talk. Glad you could join us. Don't forget to join us next weekend because we are back. We're back into our regular schedule, so to speak. The 114th annual IHSAA Boys Basketball State Finals presented by the Indiana Pacers and the Indiana Fever will be our Friday night pre-tournament extravaganza. Spent a lot of time setting the stage for what we know is going to be a great day of basketball. Bethesda Christian will play Fort Wayne Canterbury for the 1A championship. Brownstown Central and Wapahani battle it out for the 2A crown. The 3A championship is going to be decided between Scottsburg and South Bend St. Joseph. And the 4A finale between Ben Davis and Fishers. That's a great lineup for tremendous games tonight. We have a lot of college basketball to talk about. Brendan King, glad you're back. Busy day for you. You did some college baseball, did the Indiana State matchup this afternoon. How did that go for the Sycamores?
Yeah, a lot better than yesterday, Coach, when I called you. Sycamores got done with a 6-5 defeat yesterday. Today, different story. They get the shutout final with 3-0, and one guy had all the offense for Indiana State, Coach, when it comes to an RBI perspective. Luis Hernandez, talented junior, big, powerful right-handed bat. He went 3-for-4, a couple doubles, plus a single, and 3 RBIs, and he powered Indiana State to that 3-0 win, and the starting rotation and the bullpen took care of the rest, shutting down the Missouri State bats. So it's a rubber game coming up tomorrow in Terre Haute between the Bears and the Trees, and remember, this is the Missouri Valley Conference opening series, so it is that time of year.
Preseason, where were the Sycamores rated?
They were not in the top 25, Coach, but they went a very respectable 14-4. Went down to Vanderbilt. That did not go so well, but back on Tuesday, their final non-conference game, they pummeled Indiana 15-7. So the Trees are looking good.
Speaking of Indiana, IU's women's team played today.
Was that today? Yes, they did. 89-56, four-seed Indiana over Fairfield.
Outstanding, ladies. Outstanding. This is good. This is all good. All right. Throughout the night, Brendan King, every 15 minutes. Glad you're back. We have it's that time of year. We got to go. We're going to do some racing a little bit later on tonight too. We are racing, and yeah, you know me, I'm a race fan. Our friend Mark James will be with us in just a few minutes talking about racing. It will be May before you know it, quite frankly.
Oh, it absolutely will. It absolutely will. And I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I'm very lucky that the South Bend Cubs allow me to come down for the qualifying weekend and race weekend. So I will be here at the track taking a little break from baseball in May. So it's going to be fun.
When is opening day for the South Bend Cubs?
12 days from tonight, Coach. April 5th out in good old Davenport, Iowa is where we open.
That's a garden spot now. What's how big is Davenport?
Oh, it's a little smaller than South Bend for sure. But it's a beautiful place. It's the ballpark is literally across the street from the Mississippi River. So if the right fielder runs too far, Coach, he's going to get wet. That's basically how it goes.
That's quite the backdrop.
Yeah, right.
a night at the yard. Yeah. For heaven's sakes, that's pretty good stuff. Opening day for the big club.
Coming right up, Coach. Coming right up. So there is a little bit more spring training to go, although there was a Korean series in Major League Baseball that the Dodgers played in. But the Chicago Cubs coming right up. Let's see. It should be the 28th.
I love how the fact that we see history repeating itself. Now all we want to talk about is a gambling scandal in baseball.
Well, it's a big deal.
Like over 100 years ago, I guess they didn't learn what they're doing. It's a huge deal. And it's you
huge deal.
Truthfully, you can't make this stuff up. You're hearing about it, reading about it, and you're going, who does this, for heaven's sakes?
Some greedy people do it, that's for sure, Coach. I mean, it is I don't want to jump to any conclusions, but if what is being said is true, I mean, you're dealing with one of the biggest scandals in sports history. So, hey, we'll just have to see how it goes, right?
He is Brendan King. You're going to hear him every 15 minutes with scores and scores and more scores. Again, don't forget to join us next weekend for Indiana Sports Talk, talking about IHSA Boys State Finals in basketball. We'll talk a little bit about it throughout the night. Tonight we're spending quite a bit of time talking about college basketball and talk about NBA. Squeezing in some high school basketball. Kip Westner from Hoosier Basketball Magazine will join us. We'll also talk about All-Stars, the Indiana-Kentucky All-Star game, literally right around the corner, if you will. So coaches have been named. We'll talk to some of them tonight. So stay with us. We got a lot to do. We'll come back, talk some racing on Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk. Welcome back. This is Indiana Sports Talk, brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. DrivenToSaveLives.org is their website. Greg Rakestraw joins us from various media outlets in the Indianapolis and Indiana areas, broadcaster of the year among many of his accolades. Tonight, the voice of the Indy 11, their home opener at Carroll Stadium on the campus of IUPUI. 1-1 draw tonight. Greg, thanks so much for the call. Fun night out at the stadium, but still, a 1-1 draw is a little less than satisfying.
It is, but it's also a 1-1 draw against one of the best teams in our league. So it was against Sacramento tonight, a team that beat Indy 3-1 when they played last May, a team that made the Western Conference Finals a season ago, and a team that made the U.S. Open Cup Championship game 2 years ago. That's the everybody-in tournament, including teams from Major League Soccer. So this is kind of a litmus test type of game, and while it was not a win, and maybe Sacramento had a few better chances than Indy did, we hung with one of the best teams in the league. And in game number 3 of the season, when you've got a mix of returning players and several new faces, you can kind of live with that if you're the Indy 11. So I think there are bright days ahead for this team in the near future.
Coach McCauley joined me last night on the show and was
by the way.
Listen, he was tremendous, and he mentioned the depth of this team that being one of its keys. He has a number of very talented players, and he felt like that was going to be one of the keys. Realized that he had a challenge in terms of this game, but feels very comfortable with this group because with the level of talent and the number of guys he has, he feels like this is going to be a successful group.
I will wholeheartedly agree with him, and I think this can be the deepest team we've ever had here with the Indy 11. And let me give you a prime example. So we started a pretty talented back line tonight of Josh O'Brien, Aiden Stanley, Danny Barbier, Callum Chapman-Page. They have all been guys that have been successful players at our level, or in the case of Josh O'Brien, he's 21, but spent the last 2.5 years playing either in England or Scotland. Mm-hmm. Well, brought off the bench tonight with 30 minutes left to go, Adrian Dispay, who was second team all league in our league last year, one of our better players last year, and Yunus Budadi, who was an absolute rock for us last season and was on the team of the week after the first game of the season 2 weeks ago. This team really has 6 or 7, you know, say, starting caliber defensive players along the back line. Max Schneider made his season debut for the Indy 11 tonight. He had an assist in his first game. Didn't play either of the first two games. So there is a lot of depth. And Sean McCauley's background, he's not been a head coach in Major League Soccer. He was the interim head coach of Minnesota United at the end of last year. But he has been kind of in charge of talent recruitment and procurement at the Major League Soccer level. He knows where to find players. And so I think this is going to be a staple of this team all year, that you could trot out a different lineup every week. I'm not sure they will, but there will be tremendous competition in training, in practice every game. I think this can be a special season.
I think it's going to be a special season. I think it's going to be a special franchise because, listen, you're going to be the epicenter of the soccer world, for heaven's sakes, with the new stadium, and the buzz is really palpable around the city and around the state.
I think so, too. You know, and that stadium will come on in line at some point in time next year. I hope that it's ready for the beginning of the season. But if not, that's okay. We got a great place to play in terms of the Mike and Carroll Stadium on the campus of IUPUI. But yes, you know, this is not exactly a franchise that has been, like, in need of this, you know, infusion of life, because it's been a great fan base ever since the start, as we begin season number 11, at least at home tonight. But I do think it's going to be a whole new world, you know, whenever we set foot at 11 Park at some point in time in 2025.
He's the best at what he does, Greg Rakestraw. Indy 11 draw tonight with Sacramento. Greg, we'll talk high school finals next weekend. Have a great week.
Thanks, my friend.
Thanks so much. Coming up, racing. Yeah, the basketball, let's talk racing. This is Indiana Sports Talk.
I'm Brendan King with this Network Indiana Scoreboard Update here on Indiana Sports Talk, and we have breaking college basketball news, and it does not involve a team still in the NCAA tournament. It involves the breaking news that ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski just tweeted. Florida Atlantic's head coach Dusty May, of course the former Indiana Hoosier basketball manager under Bob Knight, he is going to become the new head coach at the University of Michigan. Dusty May replaces Juwan Howard. Details on the contract are still rounding out, but that's from Woj from ESPN. Dusty May, after FAU lost in overtime to Northwestern, done with the Owls and heading to Ann Arbor. Let's get you a check from March Madness. Early on, second half, Tennessee on top of Texas. That's a score of 34-23. Rick Barnes against his former team. Illinois continues to demolish Duquesne 50-26. First half just concluded there. For the women's tournament, the Indiana Hoosiers, they take care of Fairfield 89-56. The Hoosiers, the number 4 seed. Fairfield, the number 13 seed. Sarah Scalia was terrific. 27 points. Mackenzie Holmes added 13. Same case for the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. No issue with 15 seed Kent State. The Irish take care of the Flashes. Final of 81-67. ECHL hockey, The Wheeling Nallers took down the Fort Wayne Comets tonight. That's a final of 3-1. And the Indy Fuel lose tonight to the Toledo Walleye. That finished 5-2 at the Indiana Farmers College.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk. Let's talk racing. IndyCar racing this weekend. Is that possible? If it's possible, we got to have the man, the voice of the Indianapolis 500 and the IndyCar Series, and soon to be inducted into the Indiana Sports Writers and Sportscasters Hall of Fame, the one and only Mark James. Hello, Mark.
Coach, for most of us, Christmas is the most wonderful time of the year. But for you, my friend, I know it's March.
Oh, you know, Jack's birthday is on St. Patrick's Day. My birthday, coincidentally, happens to be today. I shall not say the number, other than I am a septuagenarian and look like it and act like it. And then there's this crazy thing called basketball. So, yeah, March doesn't get any better than this right now. And again, congratulations. I'm looking forward to being at the ceremony in April as you are inducted into this august body. And I think it's great. It's well deserved. As you know, I'm incredibly happy for you.
Well, thank you, Coach. And I'll tell you, you have been front and center for a big chunk of my career as a broadcaster as a coach. And I'm honored that you graciously agreed to handle the induction ceremony. And I'm going to have some Hall of Fame coaches there, guys like Dave Oberle and Doug Coddington and Jim Kaiser and our good friend Lance Scheib and some folks from my radio background at Terre Haute like Barry Kent and Frank Rush. And, of course, my family will be there. And that Nick Pirica, the outstanding athletic director of Monrovia High School, he's bringing a whole table full of Bulldogs. So you'll have Mike Springer and a whole bunch of folks there. So it'll be a fun time and honored to be going in with such an outstanding class of honorees for sure. It's going to be an exciting time. Thank you.
Well, I'm honored to be there. I'm honored to be with you. I'm excited for you, the family, and everybody involved. I'm looking forward to it. Now, are we really racing? You know what? And this is kind of a unique situation that we have coming up this weekend, correct?
Yeah, no points are on the line, nothing but cold, hard cash. And, you know, it's the million-dollar challenge at the beautiful Thermal Club in California, the site of a test last year. And this has kind of been a work in progress. They made some adjustments to the format since it was first announced. And what it boiled down to is we had a blind draw on Thursday for two groups. And they qualified today. Felix Rosenquist was fastest, along with Scott McLaughlin in group number one. And a group number two, to no one's surprise, Alex Palou was fastest, and Marcus Armstrong was second quick. Now, there will be a couple of heat races tomorrow. Group number one will go out and run. It'll be a couple of 10-lap heat races, and then the top six from each one of those heats will advance into the round of 12. And in that race, that's where all the money's up for grabs. And the winner pockets a cool $500,000, and it's a sliding scale, one through six. And I think 7th place through 27th, I think, will pay somewhere in the neighborhood of $23,000. But the top five get in the six-figure range, which is a lot. The kind of money the guys made to coach basketball at Franklin and IUPUI once upon a time.
Well, you know, it's close. That's all I'll say without giving away too much info. You know what? Right. The concept, I'm not a racer. I don't do what you do, but I'm a fan. I love this concept. If I'm one of the race drivers, this, you know, you're going into heats. It reminds you of when you're a kid growing up and you're trying to come up through the circus. You're doing heat races, and the amount of money you can make, what a fun event.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, all of the drivers have said it's going to be interesting to see just who is willing to push and how hard. Now, you know, we've got after this event, we've got about a month before we race again at Long Beach, but be that as it may, I mean, I think some guys aren't going to risk tearing up equipment for some, you know, instant gratification in terms of that cold, hard cash. But, you know, at the end of the day, that's what they say. But when they put that helmet on, as the old adage goes, there's the disconnect. Right. And all of these guys want to win for sure.
I would think there'd be also a close look at using it as a test. You know, a testing session, if you will. A little more advanced, obviously, but it gives you a chance to look at your equipment and get a feel for it under certain conditions. As you mentioned, you have another month to go, and may will be here before you know it. So I would think any opportunity you have to be on track to find out about your equipment would be incredibly important to you.
Well, to that end, this event is kind of tied in to a whole test weekend for the series. And there's been a lot of track time for these drivers, Coach. They had two full sessions on Friday, and we had two-hour sessions today before we went qualifying. So, to your point, they have gotten a lot of valuable track time over the course of the 2 days, and their reward for that is a chance to race for some money and add a little bit to the pocketbook before they take a little time off. And I will say this. We'll get to Long Beach toward the end of the month. After that, we go to Barber. Then we get a weekend off. And Coach, then I think it's like six consecutive weekends between the GMR IndyCar Grand Prix. We've got practice and preparation for the 108th 500. We have qualifying. We have car day. Then the 500. And then I believe we go to Detroit after that. And then maybe Road America after that before we get a weekend off. So it's going to be about a six-week grind coming up. And really about 8 out of 9 weeks coming up once we get to the end of April.
Man, this sounds like a real job for you now. Man, oh, man. Come on.
Well, I appreciate the staff.
That's a lot of work.
That far, that's for sure.
And also, listen, I think I don't say it much. Picking George Thorogood and the Delaware Destroyers is a genius move for Carb Day.
Yeah, Doug Bowles, well done on that for sure. And, I mean, you know, has there been a song more played in more venues than Bad to the Bone? I mean,
no, it's, heavens no. No.
I mean, it's going to
no,
be, a, it's gonna be a, an entertaining day, and it really sets the stage for the weekend, that's for sure. And that's when the lid starts bouncing off the kettle before the pot boils over on race day for sure. So, yeah, congratulations to Doug Bowles and his group for putting together an outstanding Carb Day concert, no doubt.
What time are you and your colleagues on tomorrow?
We'll be on at 9 Pacific Coast time, and we'll be on at noon Eastern time. And, again, we'll have a couple of heat races, and then the top six from each one of those heat races go into the round of 12. A tire deck is going to be an issue. They're going to want to protect those tires because they get the one set, and we'll see what happens. And it will be, I think, in my opinion, survival of the fittest, and I'm anxious to watch it all unfold. So I hope folks will join us.
The man himself, Mark Janes, talking about racing. This is Indiana Sports Talk.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.